Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, my little babies. I'm Lou Sanders. This is Cuddle Club. Thank you for tuning in with your ears. Each week, I interview a new comedian guest and I ask them about cuddling as a gateway into the soul, like the eyes. Okay, this week's guest, I'm very excited to have Pappies. We're talking about Matthew Crosby. We're talking about Ben Clark, Clarky. We're talking about Tom Parry. And they are Pappies. Pappies, if you don't know them, where have you been, are one of the best sketch groups. I was going to say going, but they're not really going in terms of sketch anymore. They had a series on, I think, BBC. They now do a very successful podcast called Pappies Flatshare Slamdown, which I've been on lots and I love it. And they all do writing and acting in different projects like this, and they're very nice lads. So have a nice time with them. I'm with three gentlemen. I saw you all on the television about two nights ago. Any ideas?
Oh yeah.
FA Cup highlights.
Think so, yeah.
I know all about that.
What do you know about?
I had a very passive-aggressive text from my mum about that to the family WhatsApp group saying, Ben's on the TV at the moment. And then followed up with, "It's amazing. He's gonna get money for just smiling and nodding." It's not wrong, but
I did a football podcast record this morning, and the co-presenter said, "I saw you on that FA Cup thing. That ginger lad did nothing but just laugh at you. That's all he did."
You've got to have a cheerleader. I think it's lovely. You're in the old woman's role when they didn't let the woman speak. They just smiled and nodded. Do you not like football?
I do now, but I know nothing about FA Cup's past. We were also massively hungover that morning. Mm. Tom and Matthew did, you know, the heavy lifting, which is quite often the case.
Anyway, the point is, the other day I interviewed, I'm not Paxman.
No, I'm just going to remind you, you started the sentence with "the point is."
And that was almost 15 minutes ago now.
No, but what one of the points is articulation is hard. Oh, well, now she's asking. Hey, are you guys all Christians? Or were
no,
you? Were you we were, as a baby? Yeah. As a baby, yeah. Christian?
Yes. We were all baby Christians.
I love it. Do you know what? I've got a theory that Christian boys and girls are lovely boys. Christian boys are lovely boys. That's what I'm saying.
You heard That's it. That's our catchphrase.
Okay. What I mean is, if you were raised Christian, you don't have to be Christian now, but I do think it gives you a good foundation for morals and joy de vivre.
Yeah, it comes with other baggage as well, though. It comes with lumps of kind of like guilt. I think there are lots of positives to a Christian upbringing. But there is a whole slice of other stuff that can really get inside your noggin for a lifetime. What also comes with it as well, though, is there are some brilliant earworms, some banging tunes with a Christian upbringing. Like, you listen to some great songs that like never go away, and like they're always in your brain.
Is that true? I would have thought the tunes were the shittest part of it.
No. Yeah, genuinely. I know Tom and Ben had a Baptist upbringing. So they had you had some proper exciting songs. I played in the folk mass. I played guitar in the folk mass. And it was very much like, you know, every Sunday at 9:15 mass, it was very much like seeing the Fleet Foxes live.
You all went to quite cool churches then. Like, I went to a really boring one, not very much, when I was really little. I think my mum just wanted the childcare from Sunday school. But Yeah, it was really boring. And then still all the guilt and everything else, the shame and the guilt.
I mean, one of the interesting things, I mean, I haven't talked to Matthew about this, but like, it's interesting, I think, for me, and it might be for you as well, Matthew, where it's like having had a Christian upbringing, that instills kind of like a certain moral code in a very simple, direct way. Like you're told, you know, God's watching you, God wants you to do this and that and this. Like, it's a really handy way to parent. And it's quite interesting approaching becoming a parent and thinking, gosh, is it going to be harder for me without having that Christian shortcut, you know?
Like, oh, that's Father interesting. Christmas is watching you all the time kind of thing. It's like, yeah, the police will arrest you. Any, like, handing over authority, lovely, lovely tool.
So you can play the sort of good cop. You can be like, listen, yeah, if it were down to me, you could eat as many biscuits as you like, but it's the man upstairs.
Oh, yeah, as a top, were you cuddled a lot?
Cuddly families, would you say? Cuddling a lot as a kid?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Very, very, very cuddly families. Very tactile, very lovey. Although more so, I think I'm more so on the mum's side than on the dad's side. I think that's fairly standard. Although that's kind of changed in recent years. My dad's become cuddlier as he's got older.
That's nice.
As soon as, you know, as soon as someone retires, you really see a child. I don't know if you've got parents who've retired, but as soon as someone retires, you see, oh, that's the person you actually are.
Yeah.
It's quite mad, isn't it? That's sort of the real person gets to come out. I mean, because obviously my dad worked a lot, so I didn't see, I didn't see him as much as I saw my mum. So it's quite a strange relationship you can sometimes have with your parents in the, you know, just by the amount of time you spend with them, you're automatically a little bit closer to one of them than you are to the other.
So you prefer your mum?
There it is.
I think
I think that's, yeah. You've got to pick one, haven't you?
I didn't do a degree in psychology, and look at us.
No, I obviously like them both equally, but I think it's easier. Like, I remember saying to my dad, it was over the phone as well, the first time I told him I loved him was in like my 20s. And
The first time.
Well, I mean, presumably I was doing it as a kid. Just, you know, like in the way that, you know, kids say, I love you, daddy. Mm. But you know, certainly when I had my own kind of agency, that was the first time I remember saying it. And it was clear, I remember it because afterwards, like I said over the phone, it was New Year's Eve. I said, oh, I love you, dad. And there was like a bit of a pause and he just went, same to you. And, but you know what? Still, that's, you know, baby steps, isn't it?
You've got to. Yeah, baby steps. That's cute. Different time, different generation, different time. It's funny to get knocked back by your dad, though, isn't it?
I'm doing a similar operation at the moment with my mother-in-law, who I'm living with at the moment. And at the end of every single day, I say, good night, Thelms, love you. And she says, yep.
Oh, no. Cuddly family, Ben?
Yeah. Not again, sure. So it's kind of similar, you know, slightly less my dad. And again, same since they've become retired. Like, my parents were very strict when I was growing up, and that's gradually kind of, that's really ebbed away over the years.
Well, yeah, because you're in your 30s, yeah.
Yeah, you hope so.
I can do what I want now.
I can go out. There's no curfew. It's great, actually. It's really exciting.
I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies?
What's the best on-screen cuddle? You like films, yeah?
Do you want sexy cuddling, or do you want...
No, no. You see, this is the thing that people got me.
We keep each other pushed.
But look, the thing about me is I am a fully rounded person. I'm not just tits and dicks. And this is why I'm stopped doing any rude jokes, because people pigeonhole me. I haven't done a your dad joke in about a year, but people still keep replying on Twitter as if I do.
Well, that's the problem with having a strong catchphrase, you know? You know, when was the last time you heard Peter Kay actually say garlic bread? It's got to be 10 years ago, hasn't it? It's got to be 15 years ago. Yeah. But still, people, you know, you're synonymous with your dad jokes. It's just the way it goes.
I made a rod for my own back.
You made a rod for your own back with such a strong brand. Because I was going to say, in terms of a sexy cuddle, I think the scene where in Out of Sight, where J-Lo and George Clooney are in the boot of the car,
Has she got a big fur coat in this film?
I don't think so. No, this might be the reason you're not on Brett's podcast.
It was Brett that said J-Lo in a big fur coat, different film.
Ah, right. Would you call that cuddling? It's more like spooning. It's more like spooning.
Well, I was going to say E.T. and Elliot at the end of the film.
Oh, that's lovely. Have you got one, baby?
No.
Do you want to give us
a I've been racking my brains. I can't think of a good on-screen cuddle.
Do you want to give us a nice smile anyway? A nice smile and a nod.
Yeah, just a smile and a nod. That's my contribution.
Who would have thought you didn't have one when you're a short film BAFTA nominee?
Cuddling in horror, mate. I tell you another one I like is the group cuddle at the end of The Goonies when they're all kind of like, there's like a kind of collective kind of, they're in a circle all kind of like jumping up and down and it's like a big group hug.
That's nice. I really like friendship films.
What's your favourite on-screen cuddle, Luli?
Well, I was just thinking, I don't know why I asked this question, actually. It's another one of these questions that I think, what's that doing in there? Because I can't remember any films, of course.
What about in a TV show or something like that?
Well, I can't remember.
Oh, it's a stupid question.
Come on, let us in.
When do you most need a cuddle? For me, after a bad gig.
I don't know. The first answer that immediately springs to mind is post-festivals.
On ecstasy. Come on, who's just going to come out and say it? It's when you're on ecstasy. Mandy, as we say now.
But also, like, after, it's like the come downs or the hangovers. Like, I feel very cuddly on hangover days.
Oh, yeah.
And kind of on come down days. That's kind of when I feel.
Do you remember when we were younger and we could all go to festivals and do loads of drugs? And now I've renounced them. But what fun we had, didn't we? Matthew's being quiet.
Well, no, I was actually going to say, I was going to say something. Here's the thing. And Tom, I don't think I'm telling tales outside of school here. At a festival, you are a hugger in the same way that like Lenny from Mice and Men looks after rabbits. You know, there is an aggression to it. There is, if you have hair of any kind, that is being sort of bunched up in a fist, and that's part of the hug as well. And it's a sort of headlock kind of situation. Yeah. And Tom will inevitably be shirtless, and you'll be pushed into his bosom. It's very comforting because he's straight into your ear, whispering about how much he loves you and what a good person you are and how you're his brother. And there's definitely a comfort to it. There's almost a sort of wet nurse element to it because you're pushed up against
my chest is very moist.
You're pushed you're pushed up against a damp nipple while he whispers sort of sweet reassuring nothings into your ear. But it can be, you know, it can be after a while a little bit
a bit much.
It could be a little bit much.
But you'd pay good money in a festival for that. If you set up a tent and just did like 4 minutes at a time, that's the perfect amount of time. I pay good money to be wet nurse.
If you've got any kind of orthopedic problems with your spine or your neck, it'll crack those out as well. That's always
on my stag do. My brother ran to get my younger brother and said, "Tim, quick, we've got to do something. Tom's getting off with another girl." And Tim was like, "What?" And they ran into the club and it was just me embracing Crosby and telling him how much I loved him. And I'd been going at it for about 4 or 5 minutes and it was just, that's just what was going on.
They just saw a short person, long hair. They assumed I was a lovely lady, petite figure, of course.
In this embrace.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I love everything I love that your brother stopped you. That's the sort of stag party I like. One with a few morals, thank you.
Yeah,
I do remember one film, and it's called The Hangover 2, and it was awful, and it was really misogynistic, and it upset me so much. And the dad was like, "Oh, yeah, what happens here stays here." Like, practically, like, it was his daughter. The guy was marrying his daughter. And he just thought it was funny that he was unfaithful in the stag do. And I thought, this is what's wrong with the world, that and racism. Anyway.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
All the numbers relate to your soul. Could be good or you could be foul. Foul. Foul.
Would you say you're good at cuddles? On a scale of 1 to 10, what's your mark in yourself?
Well, here's the thing. This is terrible. One of like my mum's favourite things to say when she's around her friends is like, mm-hmm. She goes, "Oh, you've got to cuddle Ben. He's the best cuddler." It's really,
a positive mummy, though. That's great.
Finally, Ben, this is a big breakthrough. This is the affirmation you've been looking for all your life.
Wow. Yeah,
nod, laugh, cuddle. Clarke.
You're good at cuddling.
I get one of those live life love t-shirts. That's nod, laugh, cuddle.
What's your mum's friend doing at this point? Because if I was your mum's friend, I'd feel very awkward.
Well, yeah, of course. Then I have to hug her friend. And, you know.
They're not getting the full Clarke-y kind of, you know, feeling there, because you're both feeling awkward now.
Yeah, that's it. You can't be like forced into a cuddle. That's never going to be a good like, cuddle.
Well, he's good at performing
Crosby
this thing
with me at the end of a night.
Yeah, in fact, you can. Well, I'll tell you what. Talking of how good a cuddler, I've had to learn to be a better cuddler because you can be forced into a cuddle. Tom will often end business meetings by hugging everyone in the room, right? That's just his style. Very tactile person. Loved to hug everyone in the room. And so if we would go into a meeting, and there would have been times where it would just be myself and Tom in a meeting, and Tom hugs everyone. If you don't then hug everyone, you look like you've got a stick up your ass, which I do. But I don't want people to know that, you know, because I want to work with people. So I've been forced into cuddling people. And actually, I don't mind it as much as I used to.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's nice if he's going and cuddling everyone at the meeting. It's like good cop, bad cop, but then you have to do the and then silent cop in there, smiley cop, good cop, bad cop, smiley cop.
There is real alchemy to a good cuddle, though, isn't there? Because you know, like sometimes when you see a friend and you cuddle them, like you go like, ah, they didn't really want to do this cuddle.
Yeah,
and then that is no matter how good a cuddler you are. That's not a good cuddle.
Oh, it takes two. Like when people say, and I don't like to talk about crude business, but when people say, oh, they're good at sex or bad at sex or whatever, I don't think that's, I mean, yeah, you can, you know.
Yes. Totally.
Of course, it's like a scale still, but it's like, it's to do with your chemistry and stuff.
Yeah, totally.
100%.
This is less true about sex, but it's definitely true about cuddling. Height is a factor as well. As a short person, you know, I've got a friend who is 6'5". And hugging him is a really strange and quite infantilizing experience. You know, he has to stoop down a little bit. I have to sort of raise my arms up a little bit. If I give him a hug, the disparity in our heights is so great that it feels weird, even though we're very, you know, we're very good friends and we love each other very much. It's quite a weird feeling.
Is it weird when he picks you up like this and cradles you?
No, that's the best bit.
Swings
you around.
Moves me closer to Boo-Boo, of course. Love it.
But you haven't given yourself mark. Tom, you're very good at cuddling, aren't you? Let's be honest.
I'd say so.
Well, I think I have. I do have size on my side. I mean, I was going to talk about size because I think being 6'2", it's a natural kind of benefit.
You come in cuddle size. You cut for cuddle size, and that's just it. You know, some people cut cuddle size. Some people have got other skills, Matthew. Mm.
Yeah.
So what?
Yet to find out what those skills are, but definitely not cuddling.
What out of 10 are you giving yourselves, please?
I'm going to quite arrogantly give myself an 8.
I love it. Matthew?
I'm going to say a solid 7.
Are you sure?
Solid 4.
No, I meant higher. Are you being too humble?
That's not how it sounded, Lou.
I genuinely meant that. Look into my eyes.
Because I have hugged you a few times, Crosby, and it wasn't great.
It wasn't a 7.
I mean, if you're talking about chemistry, it was really... You were lacking a few bumps and burners, I'm afraid, mate. I've had some bad cuddles. That's the thing. I've had some bad cuddles, and they can knock your confidence when it comes to self-grading. Tom and Ben know this, but there's a story of me hugging Terry. Now, Terry, we've just recorded our show, Bad Odds, and he's
Terry?
Come along to recording. Now, Terry is married to the woman who runs the youth theatre that Tom and Ben worked at, so it's like one of your mentors, I'd say, is Jane. Mm-hmm. She's but Terry is a classic Midlands businessman. He's no nonsense.
He's a builder.
He's a builder, exactly.
He's a self-made man. He's not theatrical in any way.
Always
he's
got like a wad of cash.
Benson and Hedges or Rothnam's?
It used to be Benson and Hedges.
I know him. I know Terry. I feel like I know Terry. Right.
At the end of the night, we're all drunk in the green room. We're all drunk. I'm saying goodbye to everybody. And I say, thanks for coming, Terry. And I put my arms around him and he doesn't change his posture in any way. Doesn't move.
No,
doesn't
no.
like he doesn't. And I've put my arms. By the way, I've put my arms around his chest, so his arms are free. He's holding a drink, and his other arm's free, but they don't move. They don't move.
Not even a little pat.
Not even a pat on the back. He just doesn't move. He just looks straight ahead as if it's not happening. And
it's one of the best things I've ever witnessed in my life.
That was it as well, because I then look across the room while I'm doing it, and Parry's clocked this. He's spotted me hugging Terry, and I come over to him, and I go, I hug Terry, and he goes, I know. Just that was it, and that you know, like, it knocked me off hugging for a good 3-4 years. I was
You're not going to go back in the water for some time.
No, exactly. If you've been bitten by the big shark, no way.
It's amazing you've ever hugged again.
I know.
Anyway, Benjamin.
We've done me.
Thomas.
Tomjamin.
Tomjamin. I quite often call you each other's names. It's a fun little thing that I do. I can't see myself stopping.
I've actually called Tom Ben in the past.
Genuinely. We were on like a long drive, like 3-hour drive to a gig.
Can I just clarify? That's Ben saying that I've called Tom Ben.
Yeah. It was just the two of us in the car. It was the two of us in the car. We had been driving for a couple of hours. Oh. And Ben turned to me in the driver's seat and went, Ben. And I was like, no, dude.
I was like, Ben, Tom. And you're like, wait a second. Did you just call me Ben?
I was like, dude, if we start confusing ourselves, then what hope have we got?
Oh, Jesus.
Timothy.
Is it a
treat? Yes.
It's a 10, isn't it? Let's not be coy. It's a 10. It's a 10.
It's a 10 with some big caveats, I'd say. If you get Parry on a good day, it's a 10 out of 10.
Caveats your nickname for my man boobs?
I think Caveats was the band we were watching at Glastonbury, actually. I could barely see through all the flesh.
Time for the practical examination now. It's hard to tell if that's me whistling or the song. It was me. Okay, everybody. Get your awkward faces out. It's time for the snuggle.
Right, before we go, I'm going to give you all a cuddle and see if you can feel it, okay? Now, normally in the wild, you would judge this. So I'd give you a cuddle and then you'd give me a mark out of 10. And then you give me a cuddle and then I'll give you a mark out of 10. But we have to do it with energy.
Yeah, should we all shut our eyes and then...
Yeah, I'm coming into all of you
and
at
then
the
you
same
say,
time.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, right. All of you close your eyes.
Yeah.
I'll tell you when I'm coming in. I'm coming in.
10 out of 10.
Is it 10?
It's lovely.
That did feel really nice, actually. That did feel really...
Did it?
Yeah.
Thanks, Lou.
Yeah, I'm going to give that a 10.
Did you feel it?
Yeah, that was great.
I had you all in my arms. Mama's arms. Mama's big arms.
You could do free cuddles over Zoom. This could be your thing.
I'm really busy.
You are a great cuddler.
Yeah, thank definitely. You.
I really mean it from the heart. Okay. Right. Now I'm going to close my eyes and then you have to all cuddle me. Okay. I can feel it. And it's very giggly and it's fun. It's nice. I like it. I don't want to just be a basic bitch and hand out tens, but you've all got 10. You've all got 10.
Thank you.
I couldn't have it any other way. But there's better news than that, even. You're now members of Cuddle Club.
Yes.
What to get?
Fantastic.
Glad you asked. A condom with... Now, I have gone less easy, but you do win a condom with Cuddle Club on it. Maybe give it to your younger nieces and nephews. Because I imagine... Well, no.
I don't want to do that.
No, but I mean, like, 18-year-olds.
They're
I
just 6 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, my
I just think you've probably got, like, your birth control under, you know, like, you're at a different stage now. You're probably not on condoms. That's all I'm saying.
How old do you think we are that we've got that nieces and nephews who are in their late teens and 20s?
Well, we've got it all tied up.
You've got no use for this.
As ever, finger on the pulse. Okay, thank you so much. So that was Puppies. Follow them on social media, download their podcast, rate, review and subscribe to us both if you want. If you like this, you'll love them. You must already know them, come off it. Follow the podcast on social media. It's at Cuddle Club Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And you can listen to this episode again. Do you fancy it? We'll be back next week with a new fresh episode dropped into your ears, inbox, lives, and hearts, if I'm honest. So remember to CC everybody in if CC stands for Cuddle Club.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.